Hey everybody, a joyful Solid Performance Solutions today as we delve into the intricacies of this new ASIN variation mess that could be steamrolling some sellers coming up on September 2nd, right? Not the 1st.
It begins right? On September 2nd.
Yeah, but I mean, given what we see around this time of year for enforcement, they'll probably drop it kind of sooner than later, right?
Well, yeah, so they're beginning to clean up the catalog on September 2nd, but it's a large catalog. So yeah. Amazon said that it's beginning on September 2nd and going through to November 30th. So you might not see your listings affected immediately, but it'll be a period.
Do you want to give a kind of an overview, since you're the variations expert extraordinaire, in terms of, we can talk about what we anticipate to happen if people keep having ASIN variations separated and then re-merge them on their own, because we've seen that numerous times before, right?
Let's go back, because we haven't actually said what's happening. Okay. On September 2nd through to November 30th, Amazon is deprecating, and by some I mean like thousands, of variation themes. And so if you are using one of these variation themes that they are deprecating, your listings will be split into standalone listings. They won't show as a variation anymore. So that would mean that your review count gets split into the separate ASINs, your rank, and it may just be harder for customers to find the product that they want if it should be in a variation family, but your variation family has been split. So we are recommending that you start going through your ASINs now that are in variation families and seeing if they are one of these themes that are going away. And if it is one of the themes that is going away, then you need to create a new variation family with one of the still valid variation themes, so your ASINs stay within a family and don't get split starting on the 2nd.
Right. Am I right in assuming the biggest risk is people who create themes that they're not supposed to create, or merge variations that don't belong, merge together?
Well, so they just won't be up there going away.
Right. Do you anticipate a workaround, or?
I mean, I assume people will continue to do what they have been doing for decades, which is use the wrong variation. So, you know, they'll use like a size theme when the products actually vary by quantity or color.
Right.
I don't recommend doing that, because that is a very good way to get your account suspended. But yes, right. I'm sure some sellers will just pick any old theme to keep the family together because they like the family as it is.
Yep. Got to try to keep that family together when times are tough.
So, I mean, I always say Amazon considers the variation themes in the most literal way possible. So if it kind of fits in the variation theme, it probably is not correct. You need to make sure that the products within a variation theme only vary by that theme. So if your theme is color, your products can't vary by both color and quantity. That is not a valid variation. It can only vary by the variation theme.
And we don't actually know if account suspensions will result in the early going. I think that might be down the road. So it's not like sky is falling unless you just keep trying to skirt the rules, or...
Well, so if you do nothing right now and you have listings that are affected, you're not going to get a policy issue. You're just going to have your variation split. So the main thing is in terms of sales right now, is checking to see if your variations will be split and what variations are still available and whether your products fit into it. Where we will start to see suspensions, and where we have seen suspensions this year anyway, is where people are misusing variations. Like I said, where they're misusing the theme, or they have products that vary by more than the theme together in a family. That's where we see the suspensions. But the biggest change this year with those suspensions is that they don't give you an option. A lot of times they don't give you an option to write a plan of action. The only option they give you is to prove that you didn't violate their listing policies, which is hard to do when you were violating their listing policies.
That's my concern, the dispute-only path, because that's what they're doing with detail page, PDP abuse. That's what they're doing with review manipulation, product review abuse. Right. So we're starting to see more and more things where it's like, we told you not to do this, you kept doing it. Now we're taking action against you unless you prove that you weren't doing it.
Right.
So you can't just say, sorry.
Well, I mean, I have worked on cases where Amazon did actually misidentify what was going on and they weren't misusing variations. But yeah, if you are misusing variations, it's going to be hard to dispute that you weren't. So you need to make sure that you're using a valid theme for your products and that you're not trying to fit it just because you like those products listed together. If it's not exact, or if you're finding that you're having to put extra information into the variation attribute for it to make sense, then you are probably not using the variation theme correctly.
Usually that's a good rule of thumb. I'm anticipating people have spent the whole year selling these things a certain way and having a sudden change now for Q4, that'll be a rough adjustment.
Well, so if you look at the list of the themes that they're deprecating, and yes, there is over 7,000 of them, but a lot of are themes that really probably shouldn't have been in the catalog in the first place.
Yeah.
They're not wildly popular themes, and it's category specific. So it's things that just probably shouldn't have been there in the first place for the most part. So like, for example, I noticed for nutritional supplements, they're getting rid of quantity and color. Supplements don't really vary by color, so that probably never should have been a theme in the first place.
Right.
So for the most part, we're not talking about like your main variation themes that people are using. They're getting rid of those extraneous, kind of more niche ones that aren't really needed as much. So I don't think it will actually affect as many listings as people are concerned about, but it's definitely worth downloading a category listing report and taking a look at your variation themes and seeing if any of the ones in there are affected. And it does have category listing report, if it's one of the themes that's being deprecated, it'll say do not use next to that theme. So it's easy to see if you have any listings that are affected. And so you can make those changes now before they get separated.
It seems like it's a bit more of a common sense rollout so far. We'll see what happens once people are caught in the gears of the appeals.
Well, I think sellers are just reticent when it comes to variations because a lot of times Amazon's catalog system doesn't really work the way it's supposed to.
Right.
So a lot of times you're trying to make something happen and it won't go through and then you get stuck or something goes through the wrong way and it gets attached incorrectly. There's a lot of glitches. And so I know a lot of sellers that are afraid to use flat files just because they make a mistake, it could cause issues.
Avik, that's what my next question was. Yeah. Do you think people who aren't using flat files are finally going to be forced to use them?
No, I mean, you can change it. I think it's kind of more work changing it within Seller Central and not using a flat file, but you can. There are tools within Seller Central to do this without a flat file. I actually think you're more likely to make a mistake not using a flat file than using a flat file, but I can see why flat files would be daunting. There are many, 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 many columns in a flat file.
Yeah.
So I understand why they are daunting, but also keep in mind, you don't have to update. You don't have to fill in every attribute when you're doing a partial update. All you need to do is delete the old parent and then create a new parent with the variation attributes and the children. You don't need to update every single other attribute in order to update the variations. So, and you can use a category listing report.
Yeah. I mean, what questions do you anticipate from people? Are you just going to start them off with the basics and then dig into, looks like you're doing this wrong. Are you sure you're ready to do it right? Is that going to be the usual
Not to sound pessimistic, but I assume I'll get the same questions that I always get about variations, which are my variations correct? And then when I say no, then I'll get, other people are doing it. Or, Amazon is doing it on their own listings. And yes, I know that there are a lot of incorrect variations on Amazon. That doesn't mean you won't get in trouble for having incorrect variations.
Yeah, you copy what Amazon does, you're likely to get in trouble.
Yes.
They don't.
In fact, Amazon is my favorite example to give when I give a talk at a conference. I always use Amazon listings as my examples of policy violations. So don't copy what Amazon's doing because they are not following their policies on listings.
I know. I wondered if your Prosper talk, you were going to have Amazon people in there looking at the examples like, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, no one's ever said anything. I'm always curious, but I figure I'd rather use Amazon as an example than use like a brand as the example. And then that brand is in the room.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much to say. It's like, they should be following their own rules.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Right.
So,
but yeah, just don't go off what other sellers are doing.
Yeah.
Is the biggest thing with listing policies. Not most, but it takes me two or three clicks, like from Amazon.com, click, 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 to find invalid variations. So don't go off what other sellers are doing because many of them are doing it wrong.
No. People still, whether it's review abuse, detail page changes, people are still all these years later saying, I'm only copying what someone else was doing, as if that's an answer. They totally don't care. With review abuse, there are people out there doing the exact same stuff, almost to the letter. One of them gets suspended forever. The other one is actively selling now.
Yeah, well, even within the same accounts, I'll see listings get flagged, and then other listings within the same account with the exact same issues not getting flagged. Right. So you can't assume that because something hasn't been picked up for somebody else or even within your own account doesn't mean that it's fine. It just means that Amazon is inconsistent.
I know. Well, that's a good point to close on. Do you have any other parting words of advice, or we'll just see how it comes up in September? I'm sure people at Accelerate are going to be talking about it because this is happening right before Amazon Accelerate in Seattle is in just 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, so. I mean, my recommendation is just to start now. So download a category listing report, see if any of your variations are affected, and then now is the time to start to get rid of those old variations and create new ones with the still available themes where we're able.
Yeah. Food for thought. Okay. Thanks, Leah. Leah's the variations expert, has been since, I think, 2016, 2017, somewhere in there.
I don't know.
So
a long time.
A lot of battles over a lot of years and a lot of cases, a lot of experience. Questions on that, as always, ask her. Do not ask me.
Yeah, Chris loves to end the podcast with that.
I do, just because if this is the one thing people remember, it's like, I do not want flat files dumped into my inbox. Please don't do that. Please do that to her. Yeah. Yeah. She'll sort it out. She's a lot quicker than I am. All right. Thanks again for listening in, and I'm sure we'll come back to you before Accelerate. It's coming up fast. I'll be there. That whole week, mid-September, let us know if you have any questions. Bye.